के दीप जलाए अपने अपने मन में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए अपने अपने मन में, जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। When we hear Baba's Avyakt Murli and we look at the date that Baba spoke this, and I ask myself the question, well, I heard it and what did I do with it? And it feels as if, and in fact I remember when we started the revision of the Avyakt Murlis, and that would have been 10, 15 years ago maybe. And we were reading the Murlis from 69 and then the 70s. I actually said to Daddy, Daddy, I think all of you, the Daddies, were practicing the things that Baba's talking about and I'm only understanding them now. And she just smiled. She didn't say yes or no. But it was true. And so the things that we're hearing today, and it's the start of 1990 Murlis, and again the feeling is that they're absolutely for us now. Those who heard them then and practiced everything that Baba's talking about, of course they benefited, but today very much relevant to what's needed in the world out there. And it's a very clear mirror, because Baba's saying, Baba's telling us the status of our effort at that time. And Baba's saying that 50% of the children are making intense effort, and 50% of the children are making sometimes intense effort, and sometimes just effort. And when it's just effort, then Baba's given the percentage, another one. And in that, 40% of time, energy, and all that we have, our thoughts, are being used in a worthwhile way, and 60% isn't. So that's quite stunning. And so yes, the Avyakt Murlis are very beautiful, are very sweet, very powerful. But if I truly take them for myself and my own personal effort, then yes, I can move from ordinary effort or intense effort sometimes to intense effort all the time. And that is taking up the subject of thoughts and words. And that was the theme of the song that you heard just now. Light the lamp of pure, elevated thoughts in your mind. And even more than taking up the detail of what should go on in the mind, I was taking up the subject of words and the impact that words have on the self, on others, and the atmosphere. And of course, whatever are the words we're using, then they're connected with the quality of thought, but also the quantity And there was a mantra that we used to have at that time. It would have been in the 80s. And in Madhavan, and it was just Pandav Bhavan that was Madhavan at that point. Everywhere you went, you would see this cutout of a leaf, the design of the leaf. And sometimes we would say, Shiv Baba Yaad Hai, are you remembering Shiv Baba? But also very often it would say, speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly. Kam bolo, dheere bolo, or meetha bolo. So this became a mantra that Baba reminded us of, but also that we would see everywhere around us in Madhavan. And many of you who are here remember those days of this particular mantra. So Baba's reminded us of this mantra again. And I was thinking that, yes, it was important in 1990, but it's even more important today. Why? Because whatever is the atmosphere that's created by our thoughts, but even more so by our words, is the atmosphere that are the vibrations created by this atmosphere that is reaching out there. And so if we want Baba's house to be a lighthouse and might house, and not just this house, but wherever it is Baba's children live, or wherever it is the center that you go to, then that's the aim, that people should be benefiting by our presence wherever it is we may be. And so whether it's one individual living on their own, or a family, or a center, that what are the vibrations that we are radiating out into the world. And so this first part of the mantra, speak less. Can I control this? Am I able to control this? We often talk about karmatit, and definitely before I can become karmatit, all accounts settled and clear, it begins the first step, the conquest of the physical senses and the tongue. And two aspects of the tongue, taste. Am I being driven by taste? But that's one part of it. But the other part that Baba's actually taken up today, speech. And my understanding is that in order to speak less, I have to ask myself two questions. Firstly, is it true? And in a world of fake news, and just imagine, we used to talk about fake jewelry or fake designer clothes, and then suddenly we started to talk about fake news. And I can date it, it was in 2016 when Brexit happened. I don't need to say more, but also then Trump got elected, and history speaks for itself. I won't say anything more about either situations, but that's when fake news became an expression that we were using all the time. It actually gained entry into the Oxford Dictionary. Prior to that, it had no place. People weren't using that term. And after that, it became the new edition. And so today, what is it that I'm saying? Is it true? Is it my perception? And how true is my perception? Is it my imagination? And there's a difference between the two, but anyway. But also, is it the influence of others? and so from truth to all these other things, you can see percentage reduction. I remember a senior Didi, it wasn't a daddy, but a senior Didi saying in a meeting at one point, there's a small group of us, and she said, when I hear somebody, I take a percentage discount off from that. When you're speaking about others, if you're speaking about themselves, fine, but when you're speaking about impressions of others, I mentally have a discount that I take off. So first question, is it true? And then the second question, is it useful? It may be true, but if in the name of truth I go trampling over somebody's feelings or their dignity, then there's damage, it's not useful. And so the third thing connected with that, should I be saying this now or not? Maybe true, but is it the right moment to be speaking about it? And it applies to both the condition of the individual, are they ready to take it on? Or it's also the condition of the atmosphere. What sort of environment are we in? Who else is around here? And so speaking less, if I were to take these three factors into consideration, how much of my conversation would continue? And especially as Brahmins, when it comes to, is it useful? I mean, I remember adolescent days, and our topic of conversation was always, what did we see on TV last night? And I don't know whether teenagers talk about these things anymore, or it's just social media. But I know that most of our conversation is about that, and sometimes with a select group of people, it would happen by chance, then there would be more serious, profound discussions, but generally very superficial. And so is it useful? And if I'm talking about these things, then of course what I'm thinking is then going to come out in my speech. But if I'm talking about something, then it's also underlining what is going on in my mind. It does go back and forth in that way. It's not just one way, but there's a comeback of that on my mind, and it gets imprinted on my mind. And sometimes there's a narrative that begins in my thinking, and it's my perception, I think it's true, I repeat it, it becomes stronger. And every time I repeat that narrative, and maybe it's not true, maybe my mind has changed with time and it's really not true, but it's having that sort of impact, that comeback. And so you've seen how sometimes you know that there's a narrative that's not true, but this individual has repeated it so much to themselves and to others that this is the truth, this is how it is. So this is why I was saying caution. Have a lot of attention on your thoughts, your time, your energy, and the impact that you're having, but also see what the impact of this is going to be long term. And we don't always think about that. Daddy was asked, we were again in a small group at a conference in California, and it was 89, I think. And, no, sorry, 98. It was 98, just before the millennium. And this small group was taking up the subject of how do we prepare ourselves for the future. And the question was, can you write down on a slip of paper how long you're preparing for? Are you preparing for the next week? Are you preparing for the next 6 months? Are you preparing for the next year? 5 years? How long are you preparing for? And Daddy was listening, and then she asked me for a piece of paper and pen. So I had mine, so I gave that. And I was very curious what Daddy was going to write. And Daddy wrote on that little slip of paper, 5,000 years. I'm sure nobody around that table would have written anything anywhere like that. And the facilitator must have seen it, and he didn't comment. He wouldn't have known what to say. But it's a fact. The jewels, who are the eight jewels, didn't just prepare for a day or a week or a month. They knew that Sangam Yuga is the preparation time for the whole cycle, the whole Kalpa. And so they were preparing for that. That's why they became the eight jewels. And so am I preparing myself in all that I do, my thinking, my speaking, of course my doing. Baba's taken that up in various ways recently, but especially today's speech. So the first thing, is it true? Second thing, is it useful? Third, is it the right time? And so Baba thinks, speak less. If you put these three criteria into practice, then can you imagine what you would be saying? From here, it comes down to here. And of course it also means that I need to keep my mind very clear, so that whatever is going on in my mind, there's clarity, so that then it's not words just coming out, but there's been thinking behind it, and so the words that I say are chosen carefully. You know how you see somebody and it's automatic pilot, and your thoughts keep racing and your words keep racing, and here's Baba saying, well, think before you speak, and think it through before you open your mouth. Then, of course, yes, this first aspect, much, much reduction, and a saving of a huge amount of time and energy. And then speak softly, slowly, dheere bolo, slowly. So, when my thoughts are racing, are they all good thoughts? When you're meditating and you're creating pure thoughts, elevated thoughts, they're slow, they're not fast. And when you're having waste thoughts, they're fast. Same thing applies to speech. When it's just automatic reaction, autopilot, then a lot of words, but I'm not actually thinking. And so think clearly, then I can speak slowly. And yes, speaking. A lot of cleaning up to do if I want to speak sweetly. Om Shanti.